Okay, and here we have one last talk for the day. I hope we will be back next year or in other venues, of course. Okay, up next, and that's not what you would consider a standard GNU tools package, but it has GNU in it and it's compiler tools related.
It's definitely GNU Lightning. It's
GNU Lightning, so there we go. You will tell us some details about that. Paul Kirkay about GNU Lightning, cross-platform just-in-time compilation.
Okay. In the pocket. Yeah. Hello, I hope everybody can hear me right. My name is Paul Kirkay. I'm going to talk about a small library I've been using for the last 10 years already. It's called GNU Lightning. If you browse the official website of GNU Lightning, or if you go to the Wikipedia page, you will read this sentence. GNU Lightning is a library that generates assembly language at runtime. I kind of disagree with that. I would say it doesn't generate assembly language. It does generate machine code at runtime. And what is it exactly? Well, if you imagine a JIT engine, Lightning would be only the code generation part. It does provide you with what you could imagine as a virtual CPU with virtual registers and virtual opcodes. And I think the thing that is most interesting about GNU Lightning is it's cross-platform. And by cross-platform, if there's somebody that has an Amiga in the room, it's the only person that can say, hey, it's not running on my CPU, but that everybody else should be covered, right? And it does work, you know, on all the common ones, and 32-bit, 64-bit, little endian, big endian. It's LGPL version 3. It's written in C. It has no dependencies. I think the only thing you could consider a dependency, and that's, I mean, you can even work around that, is all the memory mapping functions and map and protect, stuff like that. It was created in 2000, so it's 25 years old, by Paolo Bonzini, and it's been developed and used for GNU Smalltalk and C-Lisp. In 2008, it moved to Git. The maintainer is Paolo Cesar Pereira de Andrade, and it's at version 2.2.3 right now. And personally, I'm not the author. I just contributed a few optimizations, and I wrote the SH4 backend. A little bit about my involvement in that project. Well, I'm working on my own JIT engine that uses GNU Lightning. It's a JIT engine for PlayStation 1 emulator. And if you're interested in that, you should go see my talk about it tomorrow. So why would you use Lightning? Well, people could tell me, we are in the GCC dev room. People would tell me, yeah, why don't you just use libgcc JIT? There are actually different tools for different purposes. LLVM, GCC, libgcc JIT, they were designed mostly for languages. So they manipulate concepts that when you want to do binary translation or things like that, you just don't have. You don't have the concept of variable, for instance, or the concept of functional blocks. So they are very language-focused, and as such, they also have very language-focused optimizations. They were also designed mostly for ahead-of-time compiling, which means they have very, very powerful optimizations, and they generally generate very, very fast code, but they do it slowly. And in my case, in my emulator, I need to recompile 10,000 pieces of code per second. And then if I use LLVM or libgcc JIT, it just takes minutes when I only have 16 milliseconds. And Lightning helps here, because Lightning is very good at generating bad code, but it does it very, very fast. A little bit about the API. So it gives you a minimum of 6 general purpose registers and 6 floating point registers. the way you use them is basically it's their macros. So you have from JIT R0 to JIT R2 plus if you have more than three color saved registers, JIT V0 to JIT V2 plus if Coli saved registers, and six floating points, JIT F0 to JIT F5 plus. You have a simple register allocator using the functions JIT get reg, JIT and get reg. But the thing is, this register allocator is just going to return one of the three registers that is listed above. If you're not going, if you don't need, you know, to dynamically allocate a register, you don't need that. And you can also, you know, implement your own register allocator, just, you know, manipulating the register that you already have. In the API, so you have virtual opcodes. They're basically macros that allow you to generate a specific instruction. And you have these virtual opcodes for all kinds of things, binary operations, arithmetic, etc.